there. Welcome to Healthy-ish, the Body and Soul podcast. I am Felicity Harley. Now, a recent survey of gym members found that in Australia, 46% of previous members hadn't returned to the gym following lockdowns. Look, we know that many of us have changed our exercise habits in the past few years, but now the COVID dust has settled, well, somewhat, can a home workout be as effective as the gym? Well, I have Australian fitness personality and PT Tanya Poppett joining me today to answer that exact question. By the way, Tanya is up on Extra Healthy-ish, going a bit deeper into working out effectively at home. Search for that wherever you get your podcasts. Tanya, lovely having you on Healthy-ish. And look, especially since you only had a baby 12 weeks ago, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been a bit of a whirlwind.
Oh, I bet. You are the perfect person to talk about this, really. Home workouts, can they be as effective as the gym?
They can definitely be as effective as a gym. So if you just think about it, gyms are essentially big rooms that help make progressive overload easier. And that's the way we challenge our workouts and make them a little bit more challenging so we get a bit better. And because they've got all those different machines, they help us add variety and more intensity through load to our workout. So that's what the gyms are designed for. But you can definitely do that at home with a bit of tweaking to your regime, even just using your body weight by increasing things like time under tension. So changing the tempo of your workout, also minimizing rest periods, increasing the range of motion of your different movements. There's many ways you can even just intensify your workouts with just your body weight. And then you might even want to progress your workouts further at home. You might get a bit bored with just your body weight. And there's different ways you can do that by just investing in little bits of equipment that can help you add a bit more variety to your workouts and keep you more motivated to then keep that consistency. And consistency is what we really need to keep our workouts on track. So yeah, the different equipment you can have, free weights at home, so dumbbells, bands, all sorts of things that add variety to your workout and also increase that intensity and load. And you may invest in cardio machines, strength machines. So at home, I've got a rower from Nordic Track and I love it at the moment. I've been hopping on that whenever I get a spare 20 minutes, and they have classes that they stream online and you can follow along on your rower and do some exercises on the mat as well. And that's just a way I've been adding variety to my workouts while I've got the little one at home, because I only get little short 20-minute breaks to get my workout in. So that's been really helpful for me.
Actually, you just said before, I just wanted to pick up on that comment you made before about body, you know, using your own body as your own weight, because often we don't really think, oh, I need to reach, you know, going to the gym, I've got weights there, I've got all the machines, I can use them all. But using your own body weight can be wonderful. Can you talk us through some perhaps top exercises you do for strengthening your, you know, arms, your key muscle groups, I suppose, arms, glutes, legs, core?
Yeah, we can't go past the basics. So as trainers, we work off 7 prime movements. So we've got our squat, our hinge, our push, our pull. And we've got locomotion, which is just traveling forwards and backwards and side to side. And we've also got rotation in there as well. And so they're the movements that we focus our workouts on when we're programming. And you've got so many body weight movements that you can do at home with those. So you've got just your body weight squat is great. You want to add a bit more intensity to that, you can do a squat jump, or you can just slow the pace down a little bit and make a slow descend in the squat, hold it down the bottom, and then power back up. And that increases the time under tension, which also adds intensity. For your hinge movements, or you can do hip hinge or a hip thrust. So we have if you think of a deadlift, you can do a bodyweight version of that and make it quite difficult by just doing a single leg RDL. I don't know if you've ever done a single leg deadlift before. They're quite challenging.
Can you quickly talk us through this? I have personally, yes, I have a few times at the gym. Sorry, I do go to the gym. But can you quickly talk us through what we do with this?
Yeah, so your hinge movements are, you're keeping a flat torso, a nice strong torso and a soft bend in the knees. And what you're thinking about is folding at the hips. So that's where our prime movement of the hip hinge is just sending the hips back towards the back of the room whilst keeping everything else nice and strong. So you can do that with both legs on the ground. It is quite easy and quite hard to make that one a bit difficult with just your both feet on the ground. So if you want to increase the intensity, what you might do is take one leg off the ground, send it back, and then you're just doing it with the single leg. Now that requires a lot of balance and a lot of stability, which is great for a lot of people at home. Like, we need that balance and stability, especially in our glutes and hips, which can often get injured or be a bit wayward, especially if you do running or walking around. So that's a good exercise to do. You could also increase load by having like a band, a resistance band or something like that.
What about, I mean, the big thing at home is motivation, and especially if you do have kids, if you haven't had much sleep, or, you know, the Netflix is there. How do you stay motivated? How do you fit exercise around two young kids?
I always make sure my partner and I, we both get that 20, at least like 20 minutes of our day. So we're really lucky in the fact we've got a garage out the back of our house that we've got a bit of equipment in, or I'm a trainer, so I know quick workouts I can do that are going to benefit me. So I can always set that time aside. But just making 10 to 20 minutes is really important. And I think people always overstep it. They always think that they need to work out for an hour, 40 minutes to get a quality workout in. When, if you think about it, our workout just makes up such a tiny proportion of our day. You don't need to spend ages on it. It's not. A lot of people think that their workout needs to be centered around burning calories and getting sweaty and it being the most toughest thing, because that's what we're marketed to in the media. Whereas just moving your body and just trying to learn different movements is what we should be getting out of our workouts, just to make our life better and to make movement essentially easier. So 20 minutes. Go out, do a bunch of your favorite exercises, list those exercises of those seven prime movements that I went through before, and you're going to get a good full body workout in. Just set the 20-minute timer and do as many reps or rounds as possible of those, and that's a great quality workout. So, yeah, often my partner and I, like, my partner will get home from work and he's like, I need 20 minutes, and then you can have your 20 minutes, or we do vice versa and we go out to the gym on those busy days. And yeah, I go on the rower, in my Nordic track rower, and have a nice big sweaty session on that, just 20 minutes. And he goes and does his strength movements. And yeah, it's our little compromise. So I think it's important to make that time for yourself, even if it's just 10 to 20 minutes.
Absolutely. And I think you said something there, and you said a few times consistency is key. Tanya, thank you so much for coming on Healthy-ish.
Oh, no worries. Great to chat to you.
Oh yeah, you've heard it before on this podcast that consistency is key, and Tanya just reminded us again. If you want more from Tanya, she's up on Extra Healthy-ish now talking more about home workouts. More from us, jump onto bodyandsoul.com.au. You can join the conversation via Body and Soul on Instagram, Facebook or TikTok. Thanks again for tuning in, and if you have a moment, we'd be so grateful if you could rate, review and subscribe to this podcast. And until tomorrow, enjoy your home workout and stay healthy-ish.
I'm Sarah Lamarquin, Editor-in-Chief of Stella and host of our podcast called Something to Talk About. Every weekend we publish a new episode where you'll hear compelling personalities, strong opinions and thought-provoking conversations.
I wanted to be able to do it in my time when I was ready and speak my truth when I was ready.
The topic of when do I become a mum, that is in my mind 24/7.
Search for Something to Talk About wherever you listen to your podcasts.